It's 68 degrees in Nashville. We expect a high in the mid-80s today. Good morning, I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. Nashville has built more housing in its downtown core in the last 5 years than any other city in the country. That's according to a recent study from the Urban Institute. Between 2020 and 2025, Nashville added more than 24,000 downtown units, beating out urban centers like Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and Brooklyn, New York. Despite the impressive growth in housing units, the Nashville Business Journal reports the city is still on track to be short about 20,000 units over the next decade. David Briggs, a member of the Nashville Unified Housing Leadership Council, says the city has momentum but needs to continue accelerating its housing growth. Well, Nashville's received more than $13 million from opioid makers, sellers, and marketers who had to pay legal settlements nationally. This summer, the city released an unflattering internal audit of how the funds are being used. WPLN's Catherine Sweeney reports now local officials are considering a new approach.
The health department is using the money to connect people to addiction treatment before they overdose. A June audit raised two main concerns. The department is using some of the money to cover staff salaries, and the audit says it's not tracking employees' time well enough, so the money could be paying for work unrelated to opioids. Auditors accused health department managers of interfering with investigations into that problem. The other concern is about oversight more generally. There were mistakes on payments to contractors, and the auditors say the department isn't doing a good job of measuring how programs are working over time. That's why the Metro Council is considering legislation to make some major changes. One of the bill's authors, Councilmember Aaron Evans, says some of that includes shifting some of the management to the city's finance department, creating a public spending dashboard, and requiring regular reports on how programs are going.
That is the goal here. I don't feel like this is adversarial to the health department. It's really just how can we make this a stronger process?
Nashville's struggles aren't unique because this money is a little strange. It doesn't come from taxpayers or federal grants, so it doesn't come with as many rules or supports. The opioid companies aren't keeping an eye on how the money's spent, so it's kind of the Wild West. Catherine Sweeney, WPLN News.
One of the last living witnesses of Martin Luther King Jr.'s assassination has died. Clara Esther was a 20-year-old student at the time of the incident. She grew up in Memphis, attending a church pastored by the Reverend James Lawson, who had previously been a key figure in Nashville's civil rights movement. During the 1968 Memphis sanitation workers' strike, she followed Lawson's lead by participating on the picket line and attending mass meetings. That strike was the reason King was in Memphis. The night after King delivered his now famous mountaintop speech, Esther went to eat dinner at the Lorraine Motel. She saw King standing on the balcony talking to several people, and then she heard a gunshot. Esther ran to King, attempted to staunch the bleeding, and tried to loosen his belt. After that traumatic event, Esther chose to leave Memphis for good, eventually moving to Alabama and working as a neighborhood organizer.